This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
A somber weekend as the discussion continues about what happened in Florida and what's going on in schools. More stories are starting to emerge. Plus, we've got the end of the Olympics on the bright side, and the USA had some stories to celebrate. Kate Delaney, America Tonight, and that's where we start. We start actually in Florida, and with the fact that you've got so many kids that almost were murdered in that slaughter in Parkland, that you have them speaking out. You've got all kinds of kids that are part of rallies. There's a big rally that's actually planned for Washington, D.C. And the fact of the matter is guns and gun laws are absolutely now being discussed very, very heavily. So it's not being brushed off. It's not being said, whether it's in Washington or other places, we're going to have to deal with that later. There is no later because I believe of what spilled over from that high school. So two major airlines, United Airlines and Delta, said they are notifying the National Rifle Association that they are no longer offering discounted rates for NRA members in what has become some corporate backlash to the pro-gun organization that has deep pockets and a lot of fans. United said it's just going to cancel it, the discounted rates, and Delta said the same thing. They were dropping their contract for the rates as well and asking the NRA to remove their information from the website, so to take their logos off the website. This move comes in the wake of what I said, the mass shooting that killed 17 people at a high school in Parkland, Florida. And it followed a lot of decisions by rental car companies, Hertz, Enterprise, Avis, Budget to end their NRA discounts as well, and also asking to have their names pulled off of sites, etc. The NRA is saying that corporations who decided to punish NRA members is a shameful display of politics and civic cowardice, is what they're saying. They're saying, let's be absolutely clear, the loss of a discount will neither scare nor distract one single NRA member from our mission to stand and defend the individual freedoms that have always made America the greatest nation in the world. So the pro-gun lobby, under massive criticism, particularly from students at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School for opposing efforts to curb the sale of semi-automatic rifles like the AR-15, used in the shooting. So here's what's circulating, and this is all the latest stuff. The Change.org petition has called on 25 companies to break ties with the NRA, and they received about 7,000 signatures by Saturday morning. MetLife said it's not going to offer discounts for auto and home insurance. Said, we value our customers. We're ending our discount program with NRA. There's a bunch of others as well. Not just the ones I've mentioned. There are others that are saying the same thing about discounts and all that kind of stuff. And so where this all ends up is it's just the massive discussion that's being had across the nation as to the role of semi-automatic guns in particular, I think, more than anything else. It's, it's not other guns, it's really the semi-automatic guns. Now, while that's happening, because as you can imagine, there's the yin and the yang effect of this. I was just reading something before I came on, and I had contact earlier in the day with somebody who told me, look at the numbers. I want you to look at the numbers of some of these gun shows. And sure enough, in Tampa, thousands of gun lovers, enthusiasts, whatever you want to call them, we're there at the Florida State Grounds, Fairgrounds, for the Florida Gun Show. It's always a really big deal. They had a record number, though, of people that were there on Saturday, about 7,000. And the same thing, I don't know the exact gate, but they told me it was really big, but they think it was about the same or more for Sunday. They canceled a show in Fort Lauderdale next month after the mayor asked them to show respect because of the victims of that shooting at the school. And now there's heated, heated debate over gun control, and it's front and center. Front and center. So you got people like Senator Bill Nelson from Florida who want stricter laws to fix the so-called gun show loophole, which allows people to buy a gun at one of the events without getting a background check. He's also calling for a ban on assault rifles or weapons, saying murders were down after they were banned back in 1994. So there are others that disagree, and this has become that push-pull yin-yang thing that I'm talking about. Now, 95%, by the way, of the vendors at the weekend show that I just mentioned, are they say they're required by law to run background checks since they're licensed dealers. The other 5% private citizens, so that makes a difference on what they don't have to. They don't have to run them, but the others absolutely do. So record number of people. And then you have the discussion about mental health and the, you know, whether or not people that have mental health issues, what kind of laws should there be in those cases, people suffering from any kind of mental illness. And Governor Rick Scott says he's under his action plan. That's what he would do to try to keep kids safe. Wow. I mean, again, wide open, Pandora's box lifted off. The cover has been ripped off this discussion, which, listen, I think it's good. We live in the United States. We all have different opinions. I say here on America Tonight, left of left, right of right, somewhere in between, no labels, which I love no labels, because I don't think anyone is ever 100% one way. Or maybe you are, but that's very unusual. I think where you 100% agree with somebody across the board. So this is only at the beginning stages of what I think we're going to see, and I don't believe that this is going to calm down because of the kids. And here's one thing I will say, and I would defend those kids' rights no matter what they're saying, to say what they're saying. My God, people have to remember, somebody was telling me today, one of them was getting death threats. That's outrageous. Kids. 17, 16, 15, that were almost murdered, that lost friends. Give them a break. If they want to protest, if they want to confront Marco Rubio at a town hall, let them, for goodness sake. Whether you agree with what they're saying or not, again, kids who were almost killed, you got to give them a break. That's just not right. I mean, that's wacky on the other side and not right to go after them. One thing, you want to go after adults, you want to argue back and forth, but kids that were almost murdered, that saw their friends killed, I can't even imagine what that would be like. I cannot even imagine the comfortable, secure way that I felt in school as far as my safety was concerned. Having to think about that, worry about that, and then see that and almost be murdered myself? Again, no matter what's being said, we got to cut them a break. You might disagree, you might agree, you might have some thoughts you want to share. You can certainly send them to me, by the way. We're getting a new website, americatonightradio.com. You can send me your thoughts there. There's an email slice, you'll see it, americatonightradio.com. Or you can light up these numbers, 855-266-283, 855-266-283. Hang with us.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Music is a world within itself, with a language we all understand. Within equal opportunity.
Alright, we're back at it again, everybody, here on America Tonight. Coming up in our next segment, a conversation on Forbes Books at Bedtime with Gary Burnison, who is the CEO of Korn Ferry. Korn Ferry is the largest executive search and recruiting firm in the world. It's so interesting. The old thing about resumes, way different now when you're looking for a job, let me tell you. And he really kind of fills in the blanks there. So if you're in that situation, no matter where you are on the spectrum, you definitely want to hear what Gary has to say about that. He's got a good book out. It's called Lose the Resume, Land the Job. Lose the Resume, Land the Job. So anyway, that's coming up, Forbes Books at Bedtime, in our next segment. I mentioned, of course, what's really overtaken everything, I think, is this conversation about guns. But it's not going to be this the idea of what are we going to see? Are we going to see an assault ban, weapon ban again like in the 90s? That's pretty much been pushed aside. Will it come back up again? There are a lot of calls for that to happen. And I think it's tragic that you've got these kids that are going back to school from a school where they lost 17 people and so many others were injured. I mean, they were in the prime of their life, and for no reason they were just slaughtered by somebody who is completely and outrageously out of his mind. And there's more to that story, too, because in vetting some of the stories that are out there, and that's the key thing, what's real and what's exaggerated and what's beyond water cooler buzz is the key thing. However, there are lots of reports about what happened at the school and who stayed out of the school and didn't go into the school when they were there and could have intervened. So there's a dramatic, again, war going on about that as to what really happened and what kind of leadership there is that's going on. And, you know, obviously this is incredibly emotional. And then this story is that's so sad is that you've got Broward Sheriff Scott Israel facing some serious calls for his firing after what happened in wake of the shooting. And Rick Scott is getting massive phone calls about this, right? So they even sent, there's even a letter that's been sent to the governor asking the governor to suspend him for neglect of duty and incompetence is what they're saying because he didn't act on some of the levels and that he was responsible for some of the failures by the way that they acted. And what's being said is that this could have been stopped by the FBI and the sheriff's department, that they had information they did not act on. And if they had, we wouldn't have seen what happened, what unfolded at that high school in Parkland. And these allegations came out immediately, right away. In fact, there was allegations that came out a day after veteran Broward deputy Scott Peterson resigned, where he failed to enter the school and confront the gunman. He was assigned to guard the school. He was there. He did not go in. And they're saying that the sheriff was definitely aware of the threat that he presented to the community, and he ignored it, that there were serious warnings, that there was warnings that were there that they had and that it was reckless. But again, what do we know to be true? What are claims and allegations and all that kind of stuff? Now, listen, Peterson was the officer there. He was at the campus during the attack. You know, there were people that were reporting that there were other deputies there. There weren't, but he was the deputy that was there. So there's a dispute over what calls were made, who knew what, all that kind of stuff. Although there are records of calls involving Nicholas Cruz and his family, 18, like 23 of them altogether, but 18 specifically where Nicholas directly was involved in it of, you know, what were the issues relating to parenting, relating to problems, that kind of stuff, but it definitely raises your eyebrows when you hear that, that there were people that were calling about it, calling and calling. And the FBI has admitted, they've admitted that they failed to investigate the claims, that they had the claims and they didn't look into it. The Florida Child Welfare Agency looked into concerns about Cruz but said he wasn't a risk to himself or others. Oh. So there were warnings. Were the warnings mishandled about him in the months leading up to the shooting? And boy, that would just break your heart if you were any of those parents. So he was arrested. We know that Nicholas Cruz and charged with 17 counts of premeditated murder. It does not bring back anybody. And then the more you hear about the possibilities of what could have happened or how he could have been stopped, it's just the worst of all of this. I mean, just the worst of all of it. And the FBI just saying, hey, yeah, we didn't pay attention to those claims. And then what others will tell you is that how many of those do they get, et cetera. But, boy, it does make you think twice, or I would think it would make the FBI think twice when they're getting those kind of phone calls. And then look what happens. Wow, and they have that on record. So I would like to see what those records say, if they're just records that say, okay, here's a phone call, here's a complaint. Or does it go a little bit further than that, which it certainly could. So we start off the show, and we're talking about the NRA and partnerships and businesses ending their partnerships with the NRA, some of them, and big pressure to do that. Then, of course, there is the deputy who is assigned to the school but doesn't go into the school when the shooting's happening. And then there's the claims that okay, there were reports that were made to the FBI, to the Sheriff's Department, so on and so forth, and nobody did anything about it. So what does that mean? Could it have been stopped? And could it have been stopped is, again, to me, the saddest and scariest part of all of this. Because as a parent, if you're a parent and you hear that, you know, you can only do, there is no 100%. We know that. So there's no 100%. But if you have someone assigned to patrol the school, and then they're not going into the school when that happens, okay, there's strike one. Then you hear there were reports made to different law enforcement agencies and still not caught in the net, that he was saying crazy, wild things, but nobody did anything. Wow. It's a nightmare. It's a deep, dark nightmare for those families. It really is. And I think if anything, the antenna goes up that, hey, it might seem like we're going through these machinations of investigators, complaints, but maybe sometimes you just got to do it. And of course, a lot of times they're overwhelmed. I don't know this particular department if they're overwhelmed or not, but I bet you somebody wishes they had stopped it. I bet you they all wish they had stopped it. Instead, they could say, we got reports about this kid. We found out he had massive amounts of ammunition. We found out what he was doing. And gosh, you know what? We stopped him before it happened. I mean, that's the kind of reports that we want to see. Not the other way around, that we coulda, woulda, shoulda. Oh, if we heard this, nobody could do anything. No. We don't want to hear that. We want to hear that something was done to stop it, that there were reports, that people were trying to come forward, that they were saying, it seems a little bit off. And I guess that's what we have to decide. What's off? How do you know what it is? How do you know when it's real? What are you seeing when you go, when you look into something? Or what are you seeing or hearing when you take a call here and take a call there? I think when you get up to a high volume of calls, that has to kind of set off some kind of an alarm bell. Right? I'm not in law enforcement, but I have family in law enforcement, and I know there's plenty they deal with that you'd be stunned about. And you'd be also grateful if you were to hear about some of the things that have been stopped. But boy, I bet someone wishes, I don't bet. I know somebody wishes they had stopped this thing. Coming up next, we're going to Forbes Books at Bedtime, as already mentioned. You don't want to miss this one. Kate Delaney, America Tonight.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Welcome to Forbes Books at Bedtime with Kate Delaney and Greg Stebbin.
He's in our virtual green room right now, Gary Burnison, CEO of Korn Ferry, and the book, the newest book that he's written, because he's written a bunch, Lose the Resume, Land the Job. Gary, thanks for joining us.
Hey, good to talk to you.
So resumes, getting jobs, that makes sense to me, but why specifically writing a book about resumes?
You know, people are, you know, clueless when it comes to planning their career. I hate to say that, but people think that resume is 90% of it, when in fact it's only 10%. And I've seen it from college graduates to the Fortune 100 boardroom.
And so when you say the resume is so little part of actually getting a job, why is it that we think it's so important? How did we get that misperception into our heads?
It's like, let's do lunch. I mean, it's, look, you have to have the resume. You know, I'm not saying you absolutely have to have the resume, but if you think that that is going to get it done, you just as well go down to 7-Eleven and buy a lottery ticket. I would suggest there are a lot of other things that you need to do along with a great resume.
All right, so tell us about some of those things for people listening that they need to do that they're not doing now because maybe they're one of the clueless.
So if they're the clueless like me, remember when you were a kid, when you got your first job, what did you do? You went down to the grocery store, you went down to the bike shop, the ice cream shop, and somebody probably told you, a friend told you, hey, that's a great place to work. And so you went down there and filled out an application. So in other words, you targeted the place you wanted to work. And so why is it, you know, 20, 30, 50 years later, people forget that basic principle? So the essence of the book is not only how you plan your career, but it's around targeting, proactively targeting, taking control of your career. So the first thing that I would do is not the resume. I would start with purpose. I would start with passion. What makes you happy? Because guess what? If you're happy in what you're doing, you're probably going to wake up without the alarm clock. And you're also, if you're happy, you're going to be motivated. And if you're motivated, you're going to outperform.
So, Gary, it's really interesting to hear you talk about, well, we're starting with the conversation about resumes because the book is called Lose the Resume, Land the Job, but you're actually elevating the conversation to an entirely higher plane, which is talking about things like purpose. And one of the things for many people I think will be hard to get their heads around is the idea that you mean I can control my career instead of the marketplace or an employer controlling my career for me?
You absolutely can. I mean, I've done it myself. But I do believe that it has to start with, you know, what really excites you. Now, look, money, everybody's got to have a job. So I'm not suggesting, you know, to go someplace and go to the forest and, you know, sing to the trees and see what comes back. You know, I am very practical. But I'll tell you that there's a high correlation between performance and whether you're motivated. And the other thing that people, you know, ignore is at Korn Ferry, what we've proven through research is the number one predictor of success is curiosity. It's learning agility, knowing what to do when you don't know what to do. That's the number one predictor of CEO success. So this concept of growing and learning is totally lost. So you go to the resume and you forget, like you forget who your boss is going to be, and you also don't take into account, you know, are you actually going to learn?
Yeah, wow. It's interesting. I totally agree with you, by the way, when you say curiosity number one. Boy, you so nailed it, but I think you know that you nailed it. So when you talk about curiosity, you look at things like LinkedIn. So how does all that fit in? What about LinkedIn?
Well, so you've got to have, you know, a social media strategy, no doubt about it. But I'll tell you, the Internet has actually made it harder for people to find a job, not easier. And the reason why is because anybody can apply. You know, when I was raised in a small town in Kansas, what'd you do? You went to the paper, there were job ads, and it was pretty simple. It was people from that town that were applying. But now, anybody can apply for anything. So companies are inundated with hundreds of resumes. I mean, for the average corporate opening, a company is going to get 250 resumes.
Wow.
And that's mind-boggling. And guess what? And you know, only two people are actually going to get interviewed. I mean, the statistics are daunting. So what you have to do is you need to find your purpose, and you need to proactively target where you want to work. And you can use social media to do the whole 6 degrees of separation thing to get a warm introduction.
You know, it's interesting to hear you say that, Gary. We're talking with Gary Burnison. He's the CEO of Korn Ferry and also the author of the new book, Lose the Resume, Land the Job. The website for the book is losetheresume.com. I've got a copy of it right here. I've already told five. So as people know, there's a lot of layoffs going on around the country. I have friends that are getting laid off, and I've been telling them about your book, and I've been hearing rave reviews back. So thank you for writing it, and I'm really glad to get to talk to you. It's interesting to hear you talk about the whole idea of targeting where you want to work, combined with the idea of curiosity and proving what you're interested in and what you can do. And to go back to Kate's question about LinkedIn, I think the people who I admire the most in the workplace are the people who are using LinkedIn not just to troll other people to find out about jobs, but who are actively posting there to create, in a sense, a showcase or a portfolio for themselves of how they're smart and how they're curious. Because I would assume that in your position and in the position of the people you work with, when you're looking at a candidate and you've narrowed it down from the 250 to the 2, or the 250 to the 10 to pick the 2, one of the first places you're going to go is to see what they're doing and what they have to say on LinkedIn. Am I right about that?
You're totally right. And let me tell you one other thing. So that is the first, so the very first thing that I do, the very first thing we do, we go on social media. So we, there's a candidate and we type the name into Google. We start looking at images. We look at videos.
Oh, not images. Tell me you don't look at images.
We look at everything. I mean, look, it's just, it's reality, right? And so, you know, when it comes to social media, I agree with what you're saying, but remember one thing, you know, play defense before you play offense. Mm. In other words, what happens in Vegas doesn't stay in Vegas. And, you know, one of my daughters, oldest daughter, 25, third full-time job, was going on an interview the next, it was Sunday night, 9:30, sitting on the couch, going in for an interview for the next day. Type in her name, and what pops up? Okay, well, she's orange hair, a nose ring. I don't have a problem with a nose ring. And there's Mardi Gras beads. And I'm like, is this really the first image? Now, it may very well be that's who the person is. But you have to really think about the fact that nothing is ever private. And so, you know, employers actually do check those kinds of things.
Yeah, you know what? I love your examples. They're excellent examples, Gary. For me, Greg knows this, besides speaking into a microphone and doing a syndicated show, I'm a professional speaker, and LinkedIn has been my baby because of what you said. I'm posting the things I'm learning and showing those shots or videos of where I am, but it's not about me. Hey, here I am again. It's about what I've learned from the people, and that's led to so many more jobs for me because that's how companies are finding me. So it's about taking the time to really learn how to use the social media correctly, right?
It is, and you know, the other thing is what you're really talking about is networking. And most people don't, when they think of networking, what do you think? Well, you think of somebody aggressive or this, you know, selling knives at a state fair. It's a charismatic person. It's actually not. The first principle of networking is that it's about the other person. So if you have the mindset of doing something kind for another person, over time, you will build up an incredible network. And the second mistake is people do just-in-time networking. Rather than, you know, like what you're doing, which is essentially networking, but it's a long game. And you know, networking is part of your career, and it's part of building your career, but you have to think about it in the long haul, and you have to think of, you know, doing something kind for somebody else, because that'll build your network.
I'm so glad you said that, Gary, because it's funny, that was the hardest business lesson for me to learn, that I'm a connecting person and I like people, but I wasn't doing that in my pursuit of what I was looking for, especially speaking, until I learned that, because it is about the long game. That word is, I think, so critical, because we live in a ultimate, quickly give it to me, we want the instant gratification, but it doesn't work that way if you truly are digging deeper, does it?
It doesn't, you know. I'll tell you a story. I worked with somebody, not closely, but you know, many years ago. I knew this individual. Come to find out, he went to prison. And well, what happened? 15 years later, after I had worked with him, I get a email out of the blue, and it was from this individual. And guess what he wanted? He wanted a job. And look, I don't have any problem with it. He served, you know, the time for the crime. I don't have any issue. But, you know, what am I going to do with somebody that's just pinging me after 15 years? And I barely knew the person 15 years ago, right? And that's just not the way to do it. And it's the same thing with resumes. People just sit there and blindly send resumes into companies. They're not going to get opened.
Nope. Perfect place to end this. We want to continue the conversation on another segment. Gary Burnison, CEO, Korn Ferry, thank you so much.
Hey, thank you.
Brought frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hey, Delaney, America, tonight as we roll through here on the show, it's the end of the Olympics, so closing ceremonies, bum, bum, ba-da. We lost the music, bum, bum, ba-da, dun, 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 dun. We know it, right? The Pyeongchang, how it all ended up for the U.S., is like this. We certainly didn't finish in first, not a surprise when you look at the alpine sports, skiing, the snowboarding, although we did really well, meaning we, I like to put myself in that category, right? We, in all honesty, the U.S. finishes with 23 medals, 9 gold, 8 silver, and 6 bronze. There are a couple of highlights that are worth noting as far as the USA is concerned, I think. And certainly one of the high moments when it comes to gold was the women's ice hockey finals, the women beating the Canadians. The Canadians were so upset, one of the star players just took off the silver, the second one around her neck. I don't want the silver. We came here for gold. We're not getting gold. And that's big because it had been 20-plus years since the U.S. women's hockey team won gold, and especially the Canadians had such a lock on that. So that's something to be proud of. Curling. I don't know much about curling, but it's been in the Olympics forever, and the men's curling. in the final match between Sweden and the U.S. The men prevail, and that was pretty much something. Something we hadn't seen in a long time. 10-7 was the final score there. So, bravo, bravo, bravo for that. I think two really huge moments. There were other huge moments, to be sure. Sean White winning a gold in snowboarding in the men's halfpipe in his 30s. So he had medaled across the board. Michaela Schifrin, who won the women's giant slalom and got a gold medal for that. Oh, gosh, there were a bunch of other, I think, highlights, too. I love, love, love David Wise, who won the freestyle skiing, the men's half pipe. It's very, very cool to see him because I like how he just put things in perspective. He said it's exciting to be there and all that other sort of stuff, but he talked about his family. He talked about so many other things, and I thought that was great. Because he said it wasn't the end of the world if he didn't do it. It's like, what? It's not the end of the world if you don't do it. And bravo. You know, again, bravo for that. There were other big moments, too, silver-wise. Some big wins in that department. Some big wins for bronze medals as well. Lindsey Vonn, supposedly it's her last Olympics. She won in the women's downhill. She got a bronze in 2010. She won gold, and she won another bronze medal, and then she won this bronze medal. So she competed in four different Olympics, and that's a tough sport. And she's had a ton of injuries. So the athletes say bye-bye to Seoul after these closing ceremonies. That turned out to be pretty interesting. A lot of people I know were watching it who said they didn't even like sports, but they got sucked into it. So I think there is something about that. And it just wrapped up. And Ivanka Trump, the first daughter, sat in two rows of seats behind the Olympic rings and watched what was, you know, happening, unfolding. And that was it. And, you know, there were some statements that were released because heading into the games, there was conversation about that, what that was going to look like. And the International Olympic Committee President Thomas Bach, just before declaring the games closed, addressed the Korea's cooperation, saying the Olympic Games are an homage to the past and act of faith for the future. I thought that was well said. What happens after that? Again, who knows? So this Olympics wraps up. Boom. What's next for the games? Tokyo in the summer of 2020. Then Beijing, summer host in 2008, does an encore for the Winter Games this time. And, you know, it's a noteworthy to mention that this is what's happened with Asia. So four of the eight Olympic Games between 2008, here's your nugget, and 2022 would have taken place on the Asian continent. That's not bad. They hadn't really hosted very many in 112 years of what we call modern Olympic history, because it goes back way back. We hadn't seen that. So that tells us something, I think, about, you know, what they were trying to make happen here, etc. But I think a lot of the Americans should be proud of the way they came out of these games. You know, always you want to win more medals, but it's pretty stiff competition when you look at the fact that in the Winter Games, traditionally, America doesn't do as well as some of the other countries because of what they've, because, you know, of how they compete, what they do as far as the winter is concerned. So let's put it that way. Some odds and ends. Some odds and ends to hit up here. So I like to say, you know, we need to leave space or edits for what else is being talked about around the States. And you know what's an interesting conversation that people are talking about is these ranchers that are going to fight against veterinary and what they call fake meat. So companies, I was just reading a bunch on this, companies like Impossible Foods and Beyond Meat are combining, so you know the story, plant-based ingredients and science rather than animals to create these fake meat burgers and other products that taste like the real thing. So now the U.S. Cattlemen's Association is looking to draw what they call a line. They launched what is probably the first in a series of we're waging war against you kind of moments against plant-based foods. They filed a 15-page petition with the U.S. Department of Agriculture calling for, ready for this, an official definition for the term beef and more broadly, meat. I think that's interesting. So now there's alternative protein sources that aren't a direct threat to beef. We know that. But they're saying that this other meat is fake and it's not right to bill it as that. That it's not right to say that. So, I don't know. Is it, who's going to win this? Who's going to win this war? If it's a war of semantics and words, and it is, that's what it's going to come down to. And what the cattle rancher group is saying, hey, if you label this beef, well, it should be beef. It should come from the flesh of cattle. That means products like veggie burgers and tofu kind of based things won't make the cut, and they won't because that would be fake meat. So, and then you've got clean meat, which is meat grown in a lab from a small amount of animal stem cells. You know all this? And I have a feeling they're going to have to come up with something else or another way to label it anyway. Let's put it that way. And, you know, while there are some plant-based food products, and some people think they're kind of a fad, some think that, no, it's that the U.S. agencies are going to have to figure out a way to call this. And they're going to have to call whether or not it's yay or nay as to what's fake and what should be labeled that and what really is not beef and what really is what constitutes that. I think there is going to have to be a definition. And it's going to come in the courts. I don't know that it happens easy. There may be a lot of back and forth over that, but I think it happens. So think about that when you're looking down the menu or you're in the grocery store and you're trying to figure out, is this real meat or what is it? And if it's not, okay, that's all right if I want to eat that, but what's in it? What's being injected? Is it grown in the lab? I don't understand. It makes me a lot of, I don't understand. I understand the music means that we're out of time for this hour anyway. Thank you, you and that big tall guy in the back. Appreciate it. Make it count, everybody. See you again in another hour of America Tonight.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.